We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to Get Your Popcorn Ready. It's your boy Hatch with my man T.O. in the building.
What's up?
Coming to the show today. See, I was going to say stage. Coming to the show today, we got this comedian. He's world-renowned, huge fan base, big. Russell Peters is coming to the show today, dog.
I'm looking forward to it. Got a chance to peep out some of his clips of some of his shows.
Yeah.
Guy's pretty funny.
He's funny. He's huge, too. He's probably bigger worldwide than he is just here in the States. Like, he travels a lot.
He's more internationally known than probably, like, mainstream, like,
Here
in the States.
Absolutely. Like I said, they just put a billboard up on Sunset of him. So he's big. He's big. So we're welcoming Russell Peters to the show. Get your popcorn ready. Coming up.
Hey, and make sure you guys subscribe to the Get Your Popcorn Ready podcast on Himalaya app. Welcome to Get Your Popcorn Ready. I'm your host today, T.O.
No.
This is my guy.
No, I'm the host today. Welcome to Get Your Popcorn Ready. This is Hatch. I'm the host today. Now what?
I'm just a fill-in.
There you go, just a fill-in. We got our man Russell Peters coming to the stage today, baby.
I'm not on the stage. I'm on the stage?
Well, it's kind of a stage.
I'm at the table.
It's just something I say.
I'm at the table.
If you're going to do it right. Come
on,
bro.
What?
It's not a stage.
But it's we're on stage.
Oh, man, Hatch, you already fucked this one up.
Exactly. Dang it. This is why his Q rating is on a decline.
You know what?
We need this show.
So that means I do have a Q rating. You said I'm on decline. That means I have one.
It's not. It's in the negative.
Wow. Okay, Russell, do you have a Q rating?
I don't know.
Do you know what it is?
I know what it is, but I'm pretty sure I don't have one.
I think we need to.
Because I went to dinner last night and there was tons of paparazzi and none of them looked at me. One did this.
No, not him. No. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And then I went in the restaurant and go, I wonder who's in there. Fucking nobody. There was nobody in the restaurant. And then I'm eating and then I see, I don't know who left. And then I see all these fucking flashes going on outside. I go,
and you don't know
who was that?
Right.
There was nobody here.
You know what? Maybe they thought that was Russell Peters in there, and then the real one came in, and you're like, okay, you missed it.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Yeah, you know.
That must be it.
You know what I'm saying? So, do you get noticed more, like, in this country, or in, because we know you're huge worldwide, right? You're one of the top comedians in the world, because you travel a lot. Do you get noticed here more in California and L.A. area, or probably overseas where you travel?
No, I get more and more I'm getting noticed, okay. And by more different people. It used to be like, I knew if I saw an Indian person, I was like, I know that guy's going to know. Right. And if I saw an Asian person, likely they're going to know. But now it's like trippy. It's like real like hard-ass hood kids like, hey, yo, cuz, I seen you, cuz. And I'm like, oh, hey. Hey, you funny fuck, dog. And I'm like, oh, shit, okay, well, thanks. And then I got like real white guys like kind of like, hey, man, I really enjoyed your stuff. I'm like, wow, this is getting good. Just crossing that board, kid.
Yeah, you got to cross over, man. Shoot, what's some of the big shows you've done overseas, though? Because we know, like I said, you like to do your thing overseas. What's the biggest show you've done overseas?
I don't know what the biggest show. I mean, I always get to do, like, some groundbreaking type shit. So.
Like what?
What's groundbreaking?
So last year in June, I opened the new Coca-Cola Arena in Dubai. Ooh.
That's okay.
I was literally the first performer in there. Like,
nice.
They were still taking the plastic off the seat the day the show was opening.
So how was it? How was
it? It was dope. It was like 14,000 people.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah,
that's
it was good.
That's
it was nice. It was real nice.
So when you go on stage, do you have kind of like, you know, going into it based on where you are, kind of the material that you're going to use, or is just kind of sometimes just off the cuff?
Both. I you know, I know what my act is going to be, but then I always go off the cuff. Mm-hmm. And then you always got to add a joke for whatever local place you're in. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm in Houston. I got to mention, hey, don't film me because I know you guys have problems with that out here. If I'm in Alabama, I probably don't do a show. But I didn't
get the Houston thing, so I wouldn't have been a good.
You didn't get that? Because they were filming at the baseball games, you know, cheating.
Cheating in the whole Astros. Mic and oh, Astros shit.
See,
and
it
all
went
that.
Over my head. See,
yeah. See, he kind of slow. He might not get your comedy.
CTE's a motherfucker.
Yeah,
man,
absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm actually pretty good.
No, you're all right. You get headaches?
Very seldom. I know when I get headaches, it's because of like dehydration.
Or stress.
No, it's not really stress. I mean, being in here, this is stress relief. You know what I mean?
I know.
Well, and I got he tries to have comic relief, but that's why we brought you in today.
Hey, no, it's nice. I can see like a successful football player and you.
Hey.
Exactly.
I was, you know what? I got my 8 years in.
Did
and
you?
That was a
where,
success.
Where, CFL?
No.
Oh, sorry.
No, in the NFL. And it was a success to me.
What
my
team?
8 years was a success. So I started out with the Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. Then I went to the New York Jets. Mm-hmm. Stint in Oakland for a year. Mm-hmm. And then I finished up with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So, that was
so you
my
worked
years.
For the Indian guy?
Well, no. I think he wasn't.
He's Pakistani.
That wasn't the owner at the time.
It's like the same thing, right? No.
I mean, essentially.
I just want to.
They get mad when you say it.
I didn't want to say
that.
Indian.
I said it
because
I know that's probably not politically correct.
No. It's not even that. It's kind of true. I mean, like genetically speaking, if you were to take a DNA from an Indian and take the DNA from a Pakistani,
it's
going to
be
the same fucking DNA. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know that y'all look alike. That's what we say.
We're the same people.
So here,
they get mad as shit when I say it, though. We're not the same. I'm like,
to us, y'all the same.
No. They are.
No,
the
we are the same. We're about the same. We're the same color, so we kind of blend in. Well,
no,
I don't.
We're not.
But,
no.
We got Indians way darker than you.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah. They don't have the genetic gift, but they, you know, they're just dark as fuck. Some of them.
Really?
You go to the South, and it's like, God damn, son. Like,
maybe that's where you're from.
Well, that don't just because you're the same color.
I don't
think you're a comedian.
I'm not the same color.
Exactly.
As him. Kind
of, Ray, close to it.
Ashy as shit.
Close to it. Yeah, he. You can tell he put on a little moisturizer.
That's forehead
kind of shiny.
You know, I'm
hey. It's shiny. You know what I mean? Same.
At least I'm not wearing a nose ring.
Oh, shit.
Shut up.
That does look a little.
It looks like you got a nose ring in.
It's all right.
It does look a little. What's that guy's name?
I'm a little bit of
a basketball player.
Culture. I'm a cultural, you know, a little eclectic.
Rodman, yeah, a little
Rodman.
You
got a little
right
Rodman. Right. So you and Rodman look alike.
I got a little.
Came up.
Yeah,
with.
Sorry, good. Speaking of that, not that, but like, who are like some of your favorite comedians? Like, who inspired you to be or do what you do? And then, what made you think that you were like funny and you could do what you do right now?
So I would listen to comedy in the 70s. Like, because that's how you consumed it. There was no, like, watching.
So, Seven, right. Give me some 70s.
Like, so,
comedians.
My parents had Red Fox Dirty Jokes record at home.
Wow.
And okay. I wasn't supposed to know about it, but I found it, and I would listen to it with the headphones on, and I would giggle, mm-hmm. and then I'd put it away. But then I would discover George Carlin, and then Cheech and Chong, and then Steve Martin, and then Eddie Murphy came around. I was like, oh, mm-hmm. shit, this is
real deal.
This is dope. And then I saw Eddie Murphy in concert in 1986.
Really?
In Toronto at Maple Leaf Gardens. And then my friend's sister, she was kind of like a groupie.
Mm-hmm.
So she told me that her and her homegirls were going to Eddie Murphy's hotel.
Nice.
And then she told me which hotel and which room. Mm-hmm. So me and my friend that I went to the concert with, we ran from Maple Leaf Gardens to the Four Seasons Hotel.
No, you didn't go knock at the door.
Oh, it gets better. We're fucking 15-year-old boys still. We're like, and we walk into the hotel. We don't want to get them to be suspicious. So we walk past the elevators and somehow right into the kitchen of the hotel. We walk through the kitchen, get to the fire escape stairs, and ran up 25 flights of stairs.
Wow.
And then knocked on his room door. Mm-hmm. And we're drenched with sweat, panting. And then his bodyguard opens the door and goes, yeah. And I go, Eddie here?
What?
And like he goes, You got sisters? Huh? You got a sister? I'm like, no. He goes, well, you ain't getting in then.
Right.
And I go, well, but we just ran here and we ran up 25. So you'll want a soda? And I'm like, Yeah, I'll take a soda. So he gave me a Coke, and I was like, yo, Eddie Murphy gave me a Coke.
Of course, that's the story.
Yeah.
Wow. A Coke without no smile.
Yeah. Well, the kind of smile, he was like,
get out of here, kid.
Get out of here.
Yeah, girls only at that. Well, now, you being older, you understand what was going on.
Oh, yeah, I get it now. I mean, like, but it didn't look like a suite or nothing. It just looked like a tiny-ass little room.
Well, back in the day, it probably was, you know. But I'm sure he wouldn't do that now.
Now, you know what? It was probably not even his room. It was probably one of the bodyguard's rooms.
Facts.
Yeah. Facts, yeah. Eddie was probably in a suite, like on a higher level or some shit.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Did you ever talk to the girl after that? Did they go see Eddie that night?
Yeah, I talked to him after. I go, what happened? Yeah, you know. I was like, oh, okay.
What was their story?
But they didn't have one. I was just like, yo, we knocked. They go, was that you guys?
We heard you guys.
I couldn't
knock.
Hear you. I had a dick in my ear.
Did I interrupt anything?
So like I said, you grew up in Canada, but like I said, a lot of your comedy, you're talking Indian, right?
I'm talking Indian?
You have an Indian accent.
I don't do it like that. You got this all
I'm
wrong
sorry,
hatch.
Indian.
What the fuck?
From Mumbai. From Mumbai.
Why would I do impression.
Impression.
Yeah, you made it sound like a walk on stage and I'm, good evening, everybody. You ever seen me, goddammit?
I've seen you, but you never walked on stage and said, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
Like if I'm talking about my dad, I do an impression of him.
Right, yeah. It's an impression. Right, yeah. So the Indian impression that you do.
Well, it's my dad. Well, okay. Really, it's not my dad.
That's how'd you get? Because you grew up in Canada. You didn't.
But my parents are still from India.
But they're still. It's part of their culture.
They speak.
Not like that, but it's more exaggerated because it's not funny the way my dad talks.
Because it's a little bit different dialect with different.
No, they were just speaking English, but they just had an accent.
Oh, okay.
It's so, like how you sound country.
Right.
He does.
Southern.
Yeah,
no, more southern than country.
No.
I mean, okay, it's not country. But,
exactly.
But
you know I'm from the South.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell I'm from the South.
Like I'm from Toronto, so we're attached to New York. So whatever New York did, we copied.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So to me, I kind of think New York, and I'm like, anybody outside of New York is kind of country to me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you're country, too.
I'll be country.
Where are you from?
Ohio.
You're from Ohio?
Yeah.
Cleveland, I thought you were from Texas.
No. Cleveland, Ohio.
Why? He just looked at Cleveland, your head Ohio. And noticed like everything's big.
I didn't know you were from Cleveland.
Everything's big in Texas. You know what I mean? So he just assumed. I would assume you're from Texas too.
That was your best joke
ever.
I'm
saying, but you're
you might want to write that down and text yourself that later on.
I'm just saying, dog. Like everything's big in Texas. So he looked at your forehead and just assumed.
He even said forehead.
Yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. I get it. That's part of the, you know.
Yeah, but he's from Ohio. I don't know what to consider that.
Hey, you're on your way to Ohio, aren't you? Aren't you going to Ohio?
I don't want to brag, guys. I'm going to Columbus next week.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Columbus,
Ohio.
And guess what's following Columbus?
Toledo.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let me know when you're jealous.
So so Columbus, Toledo, then you're going to go over to Dubai. I mean, how do you compare those
right
cities?
Now I'm writing. So this is my writing process.
Okay. Writing new jokes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I go do different clubs every weekend.
So you just test your material.
I just talk shit until I come up with stuff.
Really?
Mm.
Okay, so when you just got, you don't.
I don't sit down and write nothing. I can't do that. I'm not.
Gotcha.
If I was able to do that, I probably wouldn't be doing comedy because I'd be smart then.
Yeah. But some people do that, though.
No,
right?
No, people are smart enough to do that.
Right.
But you're not smart enough to do that.
I'm not smart enough to do that, and I'm also too fucking lazy to do that.
But you know what works for you.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm doing this 31 years. I figured out what works
you
for
me. You figured it out. Yeah, you have figured it out. Man.
I can't believe you're from Cleveland. I'm just shocked by this.
I'm shocked by that because we got good people in Cleveland, huh? Give a shout out to Cleveland. Cleveland, Ohio.
OHT. I mean, you got a lot of comics out of Cleveland.
We do. We got a lot of everything.
Arsenio, Steve Harvey. Well, you know, Arsenio.
Dang.
Halle Berry.
Steve Harvey is nice,
though.
We got
everything from Ohio.
Steve Harvey's
nice. LeBron's from Ohio. We got everybody's from Ohio. You know what I'm saying? We got our piece.
I mean, Ohio did do some good things.
We did.
You started funk.
Yeah, we did. Started pimping.
Dayton started funk. You started pimping?
I think the
pimping started in Cleveland.
Pimping started
I've been
in
to Cleveland. There ain't no bitches ain't no there. I know who the fuck started pimping. Hey, pimping that pole right there.
So who are
don't
your,
move.
Who are some of your top comedians that you will watch?
I don't really watch it at all anymore.
But who? Okay, I get it. I'm the same. I'm like that with football. I played football, but I don't really watch it.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of
yeah, you did it. It's like your job, and you were like, eh. What, I want to see somebody do this?
Right.
I know how to do this.
Right.
But I mean,
and you see all the comics when you work in the clubs anyway.
Right. You pass them and
yeah, you bump it. See, that's the popcorn shit you were talking about before we started saving.
Russell Peters go choke and die on the get your popcorn.
And his good ass popcorn too. That's the bad part.
Yeah, well, hey, you heard that, right? We got some good popcorn here. Get your popcorn ready with Russell Peters, my man. So now going back over, I want to compare like your dates when you do Columbus, Ohio, or small cities here, and going over to Dubai and all those.
Yeah, but by the time I get there, I have an act ready.
Okay.
I have a tour name. I have an act. I have my DJs. I have my cameraman. It's a big production at that point.
So right, it's like now, preseason.
Yeah, this is like training camp.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I liken it to boxing. It's like you're in the gym every day. You're hitting the bag. Some days you're sparring. Some days you're not.
Right. You
know, it's the way it goes.
Okay. No, you're a big boxing fan too, right?
Yeah.
Huge.
That's my number one.
That's your number one.
Boxing and then MMA.
Okay.
But I do jujitsu too now. So.
So you work out. You do jujitsu.
I do jujitsu.
Okay.
I try to do it every day.
We had a guest on last night, and he's former football player Sean Merriman.
I've seen Sean in the gym. Yeah. Boxing now.
Can you give us a? What do you think?
A big fucking strong guy.
You put hands on him? Can you whoop him?
Maybe on jujitsu I could take him down for sure. I'd get rid of him.
Really?
Yeah.
I would let him. I'd let us, because I know how to box. So, and if a guy's like his size, I'd be like, well, all I gotta do is avoid that, mm-hmm. and then take him down, and I got him. The minute I get on top of you, it's good night. I I don't care how fucking big you are.
See,
you're gonna get taken.
The technical stuff.
I know you have a neck, and I know you have an arm. Right. I'm gonna get one of them.
So that's some of the tactical stuff. Yeah. Again, we were asking about too. Like,
and I'll just lay on you, and you think I'm doing nothing.
But you are.
Yeah, and while you're scrambling and trying to, do whatever you do, I'm just letting you move into position. You're moving into position. I'm not moving into position.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's how you stay in shape.
Well, it's the best shape I can get in. I'm Indian. I don't have good genetics. Look at both of you. Both stopped playing how long ago?
I'm 10 years, 12 years
2011,
now.
Yeah, it was my last
year. Yeah, so, and you're still in great shape.
Yeah, I this. Am. I don't know about
how old you are.
Look,
I'm 45, man.
And you're 47?
Yes, 46.
When's your birthday? Oh, December 7th. Mm-hmm. That's right. Day after my mom.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, you're Pearl Harbor, right.
Yep, Pearl Harbor Day.
Wow. Yeah. Pearl Harbor? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Of course you didn't.
Okay. You didn't. What you talking about? You just found out, too.
What?
Stop playing.
What happened on December 7th?
You were born.
Besides that.
Somebody got a pearl necklace.
Trying to help you out.
It was actually a Pearl Harbor necklace.
Yeah, he was trying to help you out. Right, exactly.
He
tried to help him out. That's good.
Oh, that's crazy. Okay. So let's see. Now, when you go overseas, so where's your like tour going to start then?
I don't know.
So they put all that. They book.
I mean,
all
I got like dates starting in June. Mm-hmm. The new tour I'm calling the Brownsploitation Tour.
Really?
Yeah.
So you love being politically incorrect. Is that your thing? That's your lane?
I wouldn't say that I love it. It's just I don't believe in being politically correct is all it is.
Right, right.
I don't go out of my way to be politically incorrect.
Right, right.
And really, what is politically correct anymore? That's the standard that politicians should be held to, mm-hmm. and they're not fucking politically correct anymore.
Exactly.
So why should we be politically correct if we're not politicians?
Yeah, we definitely ain't no politicians.
Yeah, I never... You know, I've never ever told nobody to grab somebody by the pussy. No.
And if you did, you'd be vilified.
And if I did, I could have been president.
Pretty much.
Yeah, if I did that, I'd go to jail for sure.
You would have got shot by the cops before that.
Doubt, and then put in jail. Yeah.
You got kids now, Hatch?
I don't. Not yet.
That's envious. Yeah. I'm envious.
You just had.
I got a 10-month-old. Yeah.
Right. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations, man.
Yeah, sure.
T just had. What? How old is she?
8 months.
8 months.
8 months. Where do you go?
Girl.
Well, one day they'll date.
Perhaps.
You got to be all. Why you got to be all?
I just said perhaps.
I know, but that was one of those day fuck away from my daughter.
Yeah, it was.
My son's pretty, man. Yeah. I'll tell you about an ugly
let's
baby.
See a picture. Let's see a picture of that.
Oh, you want to see baby. My daughter then?
Yeah.
Let's just skip the podcast. Let's just
if fuck this podcast, I'll just show pictures
y'all,
of our
y'all
kids.
Y'all would try to get a baby date. How y'all going to do baby dates?
Yeah.
What they go to do? Just pass each other's bottles to each other? Have some milk together?
Look, he's a good-looking kid.
Nothing like you.
I know that's why he's a good looking kid. Look, he's a good looking kid, right?
That is a good looking kid.
Oh, yeah. Look at listen to my daughter. Listen to her.
What's her mom? Sorry.
Italian.
Oh, shit.
That's voiceover. That was T saying that.
Exactly.
Oh,
beautiful
shit.
Daughter.
Yeah, she's.
I got a daughter too.
Hook that up.
She's 10.
Hook that up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, she's 9. Fuck.
Uh oh, you're in trouble.
She will be 10 this year. It's when I'm. Everything's changing.
Has she ever seen any of your shows? Is she old enough now?
To understand?
She knows what I do. Mm-hmm. She's come to shows, but she sits in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I tell her, you don't want to hear daddy swearing tonight, baby. Just stay in the back, put your headphones on.
Right.
She doesn't care about the show. She's not like, oh, I want to see what's going on. She's like, eh, it's not for me. My daughter gets it. She knows how to lay in the cut.
Right.
I could have brought her here and she wouldn't have bothered nobody.
Good.
She might have interrupted us a few times.
Right. Say, daddy. She wants something.
Daddy, we're doing a podcast. Daddy, can you just buy me this on Roblox, please? How old are your kids?
My oldest is 20.
Oh shit!
He's got a kid at every year, so it's 20 down to 10 months, 8 months. So he's got 19 kids.
That's good.
Yeah.
Your pullout game's terrible. You pulled out of more games than you did pussy.
That's a fact. That is absolutely a fact.
Yeah. The only thing I pull out is my couch.
You pulled out your dick a few times too.
This guy, y'all stupid. So, I want to go back to your traveling overseas.
It's boring, Hacks.
It's
let's
not
just
boring
talk.
To us.
Talk like fucking gentlemen.
Yeah, well, gentlemen overseas. But like, tell us like something. Give us a story like going overseas. Like, you know, what was something?
You know, I get to meet a lot of different people. Like, was it 2 weeks ago now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh shit, 2 weeks today. In fact. I was in London and I was hanging out with Prince Charles.
Really?
Yeah.
How was that?
Me,
how
Prince
that
Charles, like? And Katy Perry.
That's random.
Yeah.
Very.
Okay.
And he's cool as shit.
I heard he's a cool dude.
No, but like I was shocked, you know.
Like
that's like, what I'm going to be saying when you leave here. I'm like, yo, yeah. I hung out with both of Peters.
Man, we're going to hang out again.
He's cool as shit.
Your little Italian baby and my little Mexican son, we're going to...
Right, that's a mixture right
there.
Oh,
yeah, they're going to build something. Whether it's a wall or a house, it don't matter. They're going to build something.
So how was it meeting them?
So I expected it like to be like, you know, the photo op picture, like, thanks for coming. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. He dapped you up.
He was like, Russell Peters, or should I call you the Indian detective? Because that
really?
Was a TV show I did. And he goes, I go, holy shit, he knows my show.
Nice.
He goes, I go, have you seen it? He goes, no, I have yet to see it, but I've heard wonderful things about it. Can you send it to me? And I'm like, what? Send it to you? Am I about to get Prince Charles fucking email?
Nice, yeah.
And I go, oh, yeah, I mean, it's on Netflix, but I can send it to you. I got all chunked. I was like, I didn't expect this, right?
Your voice went high?
No, it was just it was like that look, left hook you don't see coming. Oh, what the fuck was that? You know,
right?
Yeah. So I was like, oh yeah, I could send it to you, but I mean, I. And then he's like, then I go. Other people came to do the photos, and then I just kept standing there like a fucking idiot. So then I stepped off, I moved out, and then I was like, okay, I guess that's it for me and Prince Charles. And then he starts walking, and I'm standing there, and he goes, so he starts walking and talking to me. So we're just walking and talking. He's like, so you flew in specifically for this, did you? And I go, thank you for coming all that way. It's a long journey. and he really emphasizes words like a detective. That's how he says it.
Really?
Russell Peters, the indie detective. I got a video of him introducing me. It was pretty dope.
So how did he introduce you?
He said, play the fucking video. Why would I say it when I could just play the goddamn video?
But I just wanted to hear your impression.
I'll play his and then I'll do my impression.
No, I want you to do the impression and then
his
look
impression.
At the video second. Wait. So to see if
listen.
You're
on. Incredibly grateful to the wonderful coming genius, Russell Peters. Or, as I understand, we should be referring to as the Indian detective.
Detective. I like that. That's major.
Nice.
Peters, comic genius. He emphasizes words. Probably the last one. Terrell Owens. Matthew Hatch.
No, it's Terrell.
Terrell?
Terrell.
See, I'm a boxing fan, so there was Tyrell Biggs. So I go with Terrell for Tyrell.
No,
right.
Terrell.
That's them. I mean, it's
you know, there's a kid in my daughter's school. And the kid's father is like Michael Jackson's nephew, and his name's Terrell, too.
Terrell.
Yeah. Huh. It's like the same
Terrell,
exact
Texas.
Name.
Yeah, Terrell,
Terrell
Texas.
Jackson. That's your new name. Terrell Jackson.
That's cool. Terrell Jackson, that kid, I think.
Yeah. There it is. Yeah. Yeah. That's what you go be
me,
now.
Me, Michael Jackson.
Don't
all
put
of us, you
see,
know.
He always tries to put his name into those like, big, you know, superstars. Like, he's not that. He's not on that.
Listen, I got to tell both of you something. I don't like football.
You know what? I'm with you.
I don't like it either. I just played the shit.
Don't be a hater. I do love it.
he loves it.
Let me tell you something. My problem is with this fucking
sport. Tell me about
first
football.
First of all, people really romanticize this fucking game like it's so exciting.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, it is the most boring fucking sport.
What's boring? Is it that you don't understand it?
Number one, I don't understand it. True, right?
Right.
But what I don't understand is, there's 4 seconds of action, and then there's a fucking meeting for 10 minutes, and then the 4 more seconds, and then another fucking meeting. This game could be over in 15 minutes.
Sure, that sounds like me in the bedroom.
But you stretch it out for 3 hours.
That sounds like me in the bedroom.
4 seconds and then a meeting?
Yeah.
I want to apologize about that.
I'm just saying.
Oh, and then
clearly, that must be his scenario too, because he ain't got no kids.
I mean, he's got premature ejaculation 2 blocks from her house.
Right
on the drive up.
So when he gets there,
what happened?
I'm not gonna make it, baby.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna make it over.
I blew a tire.
Right.
So you don't understand it, right?
I don't understand it.
When you see a play, right? When you watch.
Just put it anywhere, Matthew.
Yeah, I mean, that's what she said.
I wish I had a flag right now. Just throw it over there.
Hey, more you little.
This is why you only played 8 years.
Clearly.
A little clumsy. A little clumsy over here. So for all you listeners out there, I just spilt the popcorn. So you got to forgive
us. That's why you only played 8 years.
Hey, I heard him. Shut up. You know what? That was an accident. You never had no accident, Russ?
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah. What's just not here.
So I know you done stubbed your toe in the middle of the night or something, or you spilled the Kool-Aid or something.
But nobody was there to see it.
Right.
Hey, it ain't on film, dummy.
God.
I'm putting all this in the middle.
So yeah, keep that coffee the fuck over there, man.
Oh, y'all stupid. Can't stand y'all.
We're stupid.
We're friends like this. Exactly. You know, with friends like this, who needs enemies? You know what I'm saying? But okay, so you don't understand the game.
I don't understand.
So what sport do you follow?
I'm just boxing and MMA, just combat sports.
You know, I would have never guessed that you would be a follower of MMA.
I mean, I boxed amateur for 9 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. See this?
So it used to be straight.
It was just, he probably used to be smaller. I mean, it was a big target. I got clocked on that right away. Even with headgear on, I was trying to get a headgear that stretched out, and I mean, with a big ass forehead thing on it to protect my nose.
So he wouldn't have been a good boxer, huh?
I would have been a great boxer.
No, you're
you
a target.
Find,
your
you
want
to find out, young
big.
Fella? Put these hands
that
on
target
you.
Right there, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
He got a big target.
Good
right
old
there.
Football fights.
Hey,
with all the gear on. Yeah, with all your gear on.
Hitting each
real tough guys out there.
Exactly.
You know the tough guys are in sports, as far as I'm concerned, the hockey players.
Because those white boys
are crazy.
No, they're very tough.
Yeah, they fight.
And they fight on ice.
Right. Which is harder.
You can't even get like balance, and they still manage to knock each other out. I'm like, damn, that's pretty good.
That's impressive. 8 to 9 years?
8 years.
9 years. I say nine. Let me be real with you. It was 85 to 94, right? But it was really like 85 to like 88 and a half.
So you weren't there
like
the
88
rest.
And a half, and then, and then I started going less and less. Mm-hmm. Like it would go from 4 days a week,
to once a month,
by 94 came out, I guess I don't box no more. I haven't been in a while.
So boxing, you went from boxing and you're transitioning to comedy.
But I was doing comedy while I was boxing.
Oh, wow. That didn't affect your comedy?
Nah.
That was the comedy.
I wasn't getting hit no more by then.
Really?
Yeah, I stopped sparring probably around late 80s. You know what I mean? I was like, what the fuck am I doing this for?
Yeah. I'm funny. I'm not
going to be a pro fighter. I don't need to get punched in the face.
No.
I'm probably going to get hit on stage anyway. So I'm trying to, you know. I liked sparring. It was fun because it was always light sparring. It was never like fucking, it was never in a war in the gym.
Really? Right.
We didn't have no killers.
You were just telling them, like, y'all would just kind of play fighting pretty much.
No, we would tap each other. And every now and then you'd hit somebody a little harder than you meant to. Or,
hey, I'm so sorry.
Why would I do that?
Because that was your accent.
That's how I talk.
That's how you was talking.
Is that what you hear right now?
Did you see that?
Impression?
That's
what the fuck you hear right
now. That's terrible.
You look like from Mumbai. That's my
you're
Mumbai
just like
accent.
Saying, you're just, I love I saying I don't Mumbai. Know what fucking accent that is.
Exactly.
I don't know.
That's so politically incorrect.
I'm not worried about politically incorrect. I'm worried about racially inaccurate.
That too. Just,
you know, that's all I got. That's my Indian accent.
I know. Why don't you do a Cleveland Indian accent?
Cleveland Indian. Oh, I like that. Cleveland Indian
you
accent.
You just now caught that?
Yeah.
A little late. That was like
no, I did not caught it.
No, you didn't catch it.
He did caught it.
Yeah, first of all, yeah, you...
What
yeah.
part of Alabama?
I did.
The one that can't spell.
I did
spell
catch it. What do you mean? I said one. I caught it.
All of it?
Did I say did I did what?
Yeah, you did.
My bad.
It's okay.
It's all good. It's speaking all good. Of like just racial slurs and things that have you ever has there ever been any controversy behind something that you've said? I know every blue moon there have a comedian that does something crazy, say something insensitive or what have you, and then it's all over TMZ and then
you know that I think I get, like when I post old clips, like shit from I said like maybe 12, 15 years ago, mm-hmm. I get like young kids now like commenting, man, you shouldn't say that. I'm like, fuck you, dick. Right. That shit was hilarious when I did it.
Right, right.
You can't say
nobody
that
was offended
kid?
Then.
Right, you're seeing it 15
I'm not
years
saying
later.
It now, so shut the fuck up and just laugh, you stupid.
You can't say that to a little kid.
little kid like in their 20s. Do you know what I mean? Like the 18, whatever these, fuck them. You know what I mean? Like, you sensitive bitches, stop it. Just grow a pair.
Yeah, facts, right.
That's
right.
What I'm working. That's all the material I'm working on right now is about that. Like about how sensitive this next the generation below us is.
Right, right.
And like,
but do they really matter though? Or are you just trying to?
They do matter.
But you're educating them.
I'm just trying to explain to them why we're this way.
Like we grew up this way.
Yeah, we grew up this way, and we're like the watered down version of our parents because our parents said some foul shit.
Yeah, it's just like even just with disciplined kids now, like I got beat. Like,
I got my ass whooped.
So now you get whooped. You get hit. Yeah. You know, you get used to. They see any type of marks on your kid.
They're calling
the parents. They're calling HR. Yeah. They're calling people in.
We got beat with switches. Like
I wouldn't say beat. We got whoopings. Like
I got
beat. White people, they say whippings or they put their kids in timeout.
Yeah, we never time had
out.
No.
First of all,
my timeout was if I was bleeding.
Right.
Give them 5 minutes and I'm gonna whoop you again.
Get the cuck man
in here. Timeout was only a reference to sports.
Yeah.
when I grew up.
Yeah, there was
then
no
then to now out. Here, you know, parents put their kids in timeout. I'm like, what?
Or take away their iPad or
right. Even my daughter's mom, I'm like, yeah, I put her in timeout. I'm like, what? Time, let's whoop her butt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's what discipline. Needs to happen. Because
well, see, with girls, it's different, I think.
No.
No, my daughter's actually really sweet. I would tell you if she was
but
a dick.
But girls are manipulative, and they're very smart.
Right.
Yeah. Given this point in case, is my daughter. She's very smart.
How old is she?
She's 5.
Oh, wow.
She's 5, and she knows, like, okay, she happens to get in a timeout one time. Okay, it's maybe a little punishment. Then she knows she do something again. She goes in a timeout. That's really nothing.
Yeah.
And then they progress.
She's like, I'm ready to do the time for this crime.
Right, exactly. Then they progress. No, not like you said. You mentioned they taking the iPad away.
Yeah.
Okay, you taking it taking away for a number of hours, minutes, a day or whatever. Right. She knows, okay, that's nothing.
Yeah, I'm still getting it back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She knows she's going to get it back. Out.
Like,
yeah, there's like,
done,
fuck,
gone.
Yeah, fuck it. You don't, yeah, okay. Trash. They'd show you it going in the trash.
And
then I'd be like, they're going to take it out. Like, nope, the trash is going out tomorrow. I'm like,
what?
My fucking fake Atari that they bought me.
Yeah.
I didn't have the real one.
Well,
they had the Gemini. Remember Gemini? Gemini made like a knockoff Atari. They sold it at Kmart back in the day in the early 80s.
No.
And it played Atari games, but it wasn't an Atari system.
Did it have a remote?
It had a different controller instead of having the joystick, it had like a wheel, so you could drive, you know, and it came with a free game. The free game was Mousetrap.
That's all you got. So that's how you
go ahead. They would just throw it out. I'm like, fuck.
I never had video games.
But they didn't throw it out that one because it was expensive. So they threw it out in front of me, and then
you cried.
It would show up a couple of days later. But they would still have like dust and dirt on it, and she'd have to wipe it.
You had to clean it up.
If my grandmother was living today, trust me, it wouldn't have been no resurfacing. She would have smashed it right in front of you.
The only reason my parents didn't, because they paid for it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, if I paid for it, they would have been like, yeah, we'll smash it. But wait, hold on. This is our money you're fucking with now.
Video games is big. Yeah. I think, like I said,
I never really I wasn't much of a video game
guy. I loved video games. We never had one.
I had friends, so I didn't need
one. Yeah, I would go over to my friend's house and play video games. We never had one at the house, but I would always go to their houses and play. But yeah, that's a
gamer?
No. I mean, on the football field, actual sports.
Oh, nobody asked you all that.
You play football?
I'm talking to him. I'm talking.
You're talking to
Russell
us.
Pitas. Russell Pitas.
He just went Nigerian on you.
Yeah. Russell Pitas. Yeah, but I back in the day, yeah, the Atari, Nintendo, like I played like in college, it was a big thing. We played Coach K. And then, you know,
that's when Sega. Sega.
All those.
Then college football.
Contra. And you do the up, up, down, down, left, right, you get the little extra code for like extra points, extra men.
Don't know what that is.
I used to sleep back in like 96. I used to sleep on Patrice O'Neill's couch in New Jersey.
Who is Patrice O'Neill?
He was one of the funniest comics to have ever lived. If you ever get a chance, and especially both of y'all, I mean, especially you, because you got kids and baby mamas, you should definitely watch this. Watch his last special, Elephant in the Room. Probably the best stand-up special I've seen in 30 years.
Elephant in the Room?
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. Okay.
Okay.
I used to sleep on his couch when him and Keith Robinson were roommates.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have to sit in the armchair while they were playing fucking video games till 6:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have to tell them, so sit together. So that way I can have a space on the couch where your asses weren't all night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I could have a clean... I didn't want to have my fucking head in Patrice's 450-pound ass space, so I would sit at sleep at the other end of the couch.
So is that, when did you get your big break, like your first big comedy
show? I never really got a
show.
Big break. It was like, it just kind of happened. Nobody was like, here's your big break.
Right.
You know,
because you were sleeping on couches for so long.
I was sleeping on
couches
for a long time. I got to do what I got to do. Right?
So when did you know that you were like, okay, I'm on to something? Like you were.
I still didn't really know. I was thinking it was just like a thing that was happening and was going to go away. So like in like 2005, things started to pick up and change, and I was like, oh, this is cool, I'm making way more money at these shows.
Yeah,
I'm like, man, it's gonna suck when this ends. And then I was like, I literally thought it was like, you're gonna do this one show, they're gonna give you some money, and it's not gonna happen again.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I was. Similar path with football. Same thing.
How did your shit happen? You made a fuck ton of money though, right?
But it just happened. Like, I never thought I would play beyond the collegiate level. I'm sure these guys have heard the story. Like, I never thought I was going to be a professional receiver.
Right.
I just thought I was going to play. I played in high school, and to get to UT Chattanooga.
Were you the best in your high school?
No.
Hmm.
To get to Chattanooga, I got there on the heels of someone else that they were recruiting. So I got there.
Did that guy go pro?
No.
Was he better than you?
Yes.
And why did he not go pro?
Like I said, we have a similar path. Things happen for, you know, the people for whatever reasons, and you try to make the most of the opportunities. So that's kind of what happened.
Yeah, because I don't know football, but I knew who you were.
Have you ever? This is what I was trying to tell him. You've never seen him play?
No, I've never fucking seen anybody play.
Exactly.
Right, but he's heard.
When it's on, it looks like Japanese writing to me. I'm like,
right,
I don't know,
but that's why we're trying to explain him why it's Get Your Popcorn Ready with T.O.
It should be Hatch and T.O.
Like, I know you, and I know Ocho Cinco. Like,
that's all that needs to be
and
said.
And Ray Lewis, but I know Ray Lewis because me and him hung out back in the 90s. In Toronto when he was there.
Oh, I was about to say, you hung out in Atlanta?
No, when he first signed with the Ravens.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in Toronto, was hanging out, and he had just signed, and we had a great time. And then I didn't watch the game, so I knew him. I was like, oh, that's Ray Lewis, a great guy. And then I started hearing about him, but I was like, I wasn't sure if that's the same guy. I mean, it looked like him and same name, but I was like, I don't think that's him. He can't be that good guy.
What? Right, one of the best linebackers ever.
And then I just saw him like at an Oscar party.
Right.
And we both look at each other and go, can we hang out like 97? He goes, yeah, in Toronto, right?
20 years ago.
30. Oh, yeah. 20-something years ago. Yeah, shit. Ago.
Wow.
And then he let me put on his ring and stuff. And
took
a picture with the ring. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. He's a real cool guy.
Yeah.
He wants to get into acting now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, listen, last football player that got into acting made one giant mistake. He killed a white woman. So don't.
Oh, my God. This could let's go a number of ways, but we're going to stay away from that.
We're going left right there.
Popcorn. I thought you said you weren't politically correct.
Right, yeah.
You want to be alive, though, too.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't going to throw my boy under the bus. You know what I mean? I'm not finna do no Gayle King stuff up in here. You know what I mean? I'm going to take care of my own.
You never met LJ?
Why would I have met him?
Have I met OJ?
I honestly only knew him from the Hertz commercials and Naked Gun movies.
I had some OJ last night.
That's not not the same. No.
Oh, that OJ.
This guy. Yeah. This guy right
That's
here.
That's about
it. And I remember him from the Flintstones. Remember when they had OK Simpstone?
No.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember that one.
Okay, Simpstone. Do you remember that? Nobody remembers that. Back in the day, they had a character named OK Simpstone.
Nobody remembers that.
You can find that. Somebody Google that shit and you'll
find
it.
You're the only one that knows. Nobody in here remembers that.
Because I'm older than both of you.
Not by much.
Howdy. I know, but barely. Maybe I was just watching way more cartoons than y'all.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. I mean, I've watched.
He's a cartoon. So, like, yeah. He's watching himself. Absolutely.
Probably. I'd be. Yeah.
How did you guys become friends?
He saw me from afar, started admiring my skills.
He came and got my autograph. You know I said, get out of here, little kid.
He was like, hey, man, dark skinned guys are back in style.
That, too. And we still are.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you're not.
You know who's staying at my house right now, speaking of dark skin, is Big Daddy Kane.
Oh, is he? Yeah.
Big.
Yeah, wow.
He's Dark Gable. That's what he calls himself.
So. But we started out on the same level, same playing field. Started out the same, just didn't end the same.
But guess what?
It's a full circle. We back together. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all good.
So you met in football?
We met because of football. Like we met in the airport actually. Yeah. But like I said, we played each other that year. We just didn't cross. Like after a game, I would like go straight
to
the locker room.
Bump into each other?
No, it wasn't each other. No, because as a receiver, we would never be on the field at the same time.
You're both receivers?
We're both receivers.
Yeah.
So
I was a receiver.
A receiver is somebody who catches the ball from the quarterback. Hey, man.
Just a receiver nowadays is something different.
Like, that's what I'm doing.
Clarify all of that.
Right? We catch the ball from the QB.
Yeah, I think the receiver catches some balls too.
Yeah, yeah. So we professional.
This is gonna be the one that gets you guys in a lot of trouble.
And no.
It ends all of our careers, guys. Good news for you. It might give you one.
Wow.
Exactly. He doesn't have one.
I do have one.
This is what we're trying to explain this to this guy.
Zip it up and throw it away.
So accidents can, you know.
Anyway,
guys,
careers, to the moon. You know what I want? What's your biggest payday? That's what I want to know. What's your biggest that one check? You was like,
oh, one check?
Yeah, dog.
Well, maybe it depends on like when you gotta balance it against who's giving you this money and why you're getting it. Right. So if it's a corporation, you're like, it ain't nothing to them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you're like, it's kind of weak.
Right.
And then you look at like some where you get like one comedy club I did years ago. Mm-hmm. For a weekend and they just kept adding shows.
Mm-hmm.
And by the end of the weekend, I got a check for $150,000.
That's a good weekend.
And that's just at a comedy club. And I'm like, God damn, 150 grand. It's fucking dope.
What would be a usual like a weekend for a comedy club when you were like 20 years ago? For
20 years ago?
Yeah, what were you making?
Maybe $1,500.
Really?
No way.
Maybe $1,500.
You went from $1,500 to $150.
No, that's crazy.
Maybe.
Right.
When you're like a no name, you like I was a no name for a long time.
Right.
You get paid shit.
Just come on in.
Oh, it's like, listen, we're going to let you work our club. I remember when I started in Toronto, when I started gaining like some popularity. So the one comedy club that I used to work for, they had a pay scale system. So it would be like A, double A, and triple A headliner. So the A headliner would get 100, double A would get 150, and the triple A would get 200. That was the highest you can make per show all weekend.
At this club, right.
Right. So you do six shows, I'm making $1,200.
That's it.
Right?
For six shows.
Yeah, but if you're doing them, you're going to get $600.
That's not good.
And you know what I mean? So it's real shit.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I started gaining a following, and the club started packing itself out. So the owners of the club was like, listen, we never did this before, but we're going to do something we never do for you.
Mm-hmm.
I go, what's that? They go, we're going to give you the $200 a show, but we're going to give you a dollar extra for every paid customer that comes in here.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, wow, that's so cool.
Right.
So they said, so you have the potential to make like about $550 a show.
Which
and I'm
is
like,
big.
Well, that's fucking great. Right. I go, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And the ticket price was $17 to get in right then.
Mm-hmm.
These motherfuckers raised the price to $20
to pay. They made
so
$2.
They made $2, and I made one.
Yeah, they got you.
Hey, that's business.
That's the shady ass game it is.
That's business.
That's the business model they set up.
But then, if you don't have a business manager to kind of assess that,
I had nothing going on at that time.
Right, but that's
I was just like, Well, it's more money than I would have made. That's how I looked at it.
You know? Right. But now I'm sure that educated you going forward. And that's why people have business managers and accountants, things of that nature to manage.
Your brother handles your money?
Yeah. Well, he's my manager, my live manager. And Paulie is my film and TV guy.
Thank you. Hey, you keep it out to Kenny, my man.
Keep it in the family, huh?
Yeah, you know.
As well you should.
Would you trust your family? You know.
Yeah, exactly.
How many brothers you got?
Excuse me?
How many brothers you got? Sisters, brothers?
I got one brother.
That's it, just you and him.
Two sisters. In my immediate family, I have two sisters, one brother.
Which one are you?
I'm the oldest.
Oh, okay.
And on my dad's side, I have five sisters.
Oh, dad.
But I didn't know who he was till like preteen.
I grew up with black guys. I understand this math.
I got you.
I know this already.
Right.
Hey, you know how many friends of mine were like, yo, I just found out I got fucking 10 brothers and sisters in Jamaica. I'm like, wow. What?
Jamaica, come on.
Yeah, because everybody in Toronto is West Indian, so it was like, yo, I got to go to Jamaica and meet my brothers and sisters. I go,
never met them.
Motherfucker, we've been best friends for 35 years, and you just tell me you got brothers and sisters.
You know Nav, then, the super fan.
I know Nav very well, yeah. Do you know Nav?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's my man.
Yeah.
Your man, the super fan.
Flown into Toronto, hung out with him. Courtside with him. We've gone to playoff games. Super duper guy.
Yeah, Nav's my guy. He's the one that makes me go to basketball games. I don't want to.
You don't understand basketball neither.
I don't like it either.
He's almost like us right under Drake as far as fan favorite.
No, he's above Drake.
You think so?
Yeah. Really? He's also been around since the Raptors started.
Yeah, since 95.
Yeah.
But and obviously, like I said,
Drake is very popular. But
he has his own following too. Like we went in there. Like I know, like even me being in Toronto, it's like I played in Buffalo, and then
did you play in Buffalo?
I played in Buffalo. We played a game in Toronto, so they had this whole thing.
When was that? Like in the late 90s?
No, it was 2009.
Same thing to you.
2009. So you know, it had this thing T.O. and B-Lo, T.O. and T.O. This night. So when I've gone to the Toronto Stadium Arena, it's like people like they
show you a lot of love for Buffalo.
The research I did said
Philadelphia.
That's cool too. I made my mark everywhere I went. But yeah, when I go into the arena, like I was blown away. Like I met Nav. So he has a manager, Rinku.
Rinku, yeah.
Yeah. So I mean, just saw him this past weekend as well.
Oh, at the All-Star game?
Yep. Okay. And we went out. And so I go into the arena. We walking through there and everybody like, I expect people to say, Nav goes through there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. It is bananas.
Oh, yeah, superstar. Insane. You're a rock star.
Bananas.
You know, let me tell you something. Here's how great of a human being he is. I still have my house in Toronto, but I don't own a car.
Mm-hmm.
I used to lease a car and just leave it there. And then he was like, Russell, don't. You know how he talks.
Yeah.
Terrell, don't get a car when you're in Toronto. I'll take care of everything for you.
Exactly. I'm listening.
That's the accent?
And no, he's like, I could do him pretty good.
This is crazy. It sounds just like him.
And he's like, so Russell, don't get a car when you're here. Anytime you come, I give you whatever car you want. So whenever I go to Toronto, he hooks me up and gives me a car, and then he just takes it back when I leave.
Nice.
Then I told him, he was like, what car do you like? And I was like, I don't know, maybe like an Escalade, just something like an SUV. He went and fucking bought an Escalade
just
for me to have. Bro, and I'm like,
the most generous.
That makes me feel good and bad at the same time.
Right.
Because you know he's a good person. You're like,
and it's coming from a good place. Yeah,
I would have just taken whatever bullshit you had.
Exactly.
Laying around.
Right. But you go.
You could have given me a hoopty. I would have been fine.
Yeah,
but he ain't got no hoopties.
So he bought his friend an Escalade, T.
But he ain't got no hoopties.
He got that new Rolls Royce truck.
Exactly. He ain't got no hoopties.
You go buy me an Escalade, buddy?
He ain't got no hoopties, though.
You go buy me
an
Escalade, buddy?
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying?
You go.
I like, do that impression again.
Terrell, so good to see you, my brother. Are you good? Everything is harmless. Family, health is all good.
Yeah, ask me if the Raptors are going to win tonight because they're playing the Cavs.
So do you think the Raptors have chance tonight?
That's exactly what he was saying. I swear to you.
God, that's exactly.
He we're going to take them, don't worry.
And he's been with them since the inception of the.
Right? Yeah, 95.
Wow. Was it 95? Okay.
Wow. Super.
Because all the Raptors used to come to the. We used to do these black comedy nights in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on the last Sunday or the first Sunday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to be on every one of those black shows. And they would come. All the Raptors would come. So I got like pictures of me and like all these no-name Raptors, like AC Earl and Doug Christie.
I'm Doug Christie. Yeah,
I got a picture of me and Steph Curry's dad. What was his name again?
Dell Curry. Yeah.
I found all these pictures. I'm trying to find the one of Dell, but I found the one of me and Doug Christie. And And then Vince Carter used to come, and Tracy McGrady. Yeah, all them cats used to come.
That's when they was big. So, you know, something we do on the show, we have a social status segment where we talk about, like I said, your social media, like a DM that you might have got or a tweet or something like that that kind of maybe rubbed you the wrong way or rubbed you the right way.
Every tweet and Instagram comment rubs me the wrong way because I have a very poor image of self. So everything I read, I read it in the tone of an asshole. Let me read you one right now.
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll find a random one. It won't even matter.
Oh, this is the first on the show. Like we're pulling out some real, like some real time type of stuff.
Okay, let's see.
Say some social status segment with Russell.
Somebody left a comment.
Russell Peters. Hilarious. I hope it's a good one too. I hope they're talking bad about it.
No, they won't. Even if they're not. I read it.
You
like
read
they
it
have.
As like, I was like, "Hey, hello, how are you having a good day?" That jerk.
Yeah.
Wish me a good day.
Fuck your good day. You know what I mean? Where's one?
So you never like Ice Cube? Today was a good day.
I felt like Cube because today was a good day. Who was that? It was King T. I'm a hip hop nerd, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you ever watch Hip Hop Evolution on Netflix?
That's your show, right?
That's my show. Yeah, executive that's your show. Producer.
Congratulations.
No, I haven't. I have to check it out. Now I will.
We did a Southern episode in season 4.
I like Netflix every now and then. I Netflix and chill.
Wow.
Every time you Netflix and chill, you Netflix and breed. So maybe you should.
Maybe you should stop, hey, man, is what he's saying.
You bust in a Netflix is what you do.
Yeah, you heard him. Yeah. Wrap it up, literally and figuratively.
Listen. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to wrap this thing up.
Listen, I'm going
to
go with this.
Stay tuned to get your popcorn ready. We have our man.
If you're not ready to die for it, you don't want it.
Everybody, let's thank Russell Peters for being here. We're about to wrap this thing on up.
No.
Whatever.
Basically, somebody can leave me a comment, be like, "Hey, man, I like your shirt."
Right, right.
Or like, "Oh, yo, that shirt is fire."
Mm-hmm.
And I'll read as, "Yo, that shirt's fire." Like they almost forgot to put dick at the end. You know what I mean? The shirt's fired, dick.
Right.
And that's how my brain works.
That's your interpretation.
That's my interpretation of everything I read. Like, I'm going
to
take
a
picture.
So you be an easy target then to just get you riled
up. No, because I don't respond, but I get mad as fuck on the inside.
Ever given you some material to put you enough to respond.
I'm like, "Listen, motherfucer."
So you do respond.
I stopped. I used to do that. I'm like, "Yo, why don't you meet me somewhere and say that to my face? And then you leave with teeth. You did good."
But I straight up
be like, "Want to fight everybody." I'm like, "Fuck you."
But you,
because I know what I look like. I'm not intimidating looking. That's why I like to do it to people, because I'm like,
"Yeah, you do like a banker or something."
Yeah, yeah. You misunderstood this whole situation,
kid. I want you to do my taxes.
Yeah,
you're like you're a little banker.
Your taxes be all fucked up by then.
Down in Koreatown somewhere.
You know, Paul used to be a tax attorney.
I didn't know that. Really?
That's why he doesn't have any hair.
Oh, wow. You see what I'm saying? My man taking shots at people.
Y'all taking them at me. I'm throwing them back. I'm shooting back, baby. That's right. I'm shooting them back. You over here laughing at his jokes and shit.
You might get knocked up.
Yeah.
Y'all, you over here laughing at all his jokes, his breeding jokes.
They're funny.
Yeah, Paul think I don't.
We're both breeding by accident.
That's all right. Yeah. Paul think I can't see through your big head, him laughing back there. All right. Yeah, I'm taking shots back at Paul.
That's what we do. We shoot on him.
You remember
popcorn ready, baby?
Do you remember Kazoo from the Flintstones?
I do not.
Kazoo?
Yeah. No. Hello, dum dum. The little green.
Oh, yeah.
That's who your head reminds me of.
Yeah.
That's a wrap, people. That's a wrap, people. We out.
That's what I'm saying.
Thanks for tuning in, dum dum.
You know what?
Kazoo.
My man Russell Peters is here trying to take shots. Since it's his day, I'm going to let him have it.
My God.
I ain't going to go at him too hard.
Kazoo. That's going to be your name.
Kazoo.
I gotta Google it. You gotta Google it, dog. My God. We're going to change your picture, dog.
Get
your popcorn ready with T.O. and Kazoo.
T.O. Kazoo.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Yeah.
Forget you.
Talks just like that. Dum dum.
That's my man.
Yeah.
Well, I hate y'all.
Oh my God.
My Instagram, don't fuck with me on this. I will block and report.
No, not the block and report.
Block and report. At Russell Peters on Instagram and at The Real Russell P on Twitter. But really, who the fuck goes to Twitter anymore?
It's a lot of people active on Twitter.
I'm not. I just link it and I just.
Are you a Twitterer or you're a tweeter?
I'm an Instagrammer and I link and then But I have way more followers on fucking Twitter. I have 4.2 million on Twitter and 370,000 on Instagram. So I'm way more.
You got to get your fan engagement. You got to engage a little bit more.
I don't like it, dog. I hate it.
You got to engage a bit more on. You got to get your social media guy. What is Paul doing? Got his taxes.
He can't talk. Never mind tweet.
Any you want to promote any upcoming shows? You got.
When is this airing?
Next Tuesday.
Oh, so I'll be in Columbus, then I'll be in Toledo. The Columbus Funny Bone, the Toledo Punch Funny Bone.
Don't you have
Grand Rapids Gilda Radner Comedy Festival thing?
You got a billboard up on Sunset.
Yeah, I got a couple of billboards out there.
Yeah, man. Know. Congratulations. How's it feel going on down Sunset
through LA.
And seeing
I have
your...
yet to see the billboards.
Gotta go do
I've
it.
I've had mad people take pictures of and send it to me. But I've never seen it.
So you don't see how you're feel. Not curious?
I am, but I don't at the same time I'm like, you know how LA is. You make one wrong turn, you're stuck in that traffic for the next hour.
You ain't got nothing but time. I mean, you good.
Yeah. I got an audition today. Then I got
for
go
what?
Back.
What you auditioning for?
For a Hulu series.
There you go. Okay.
And then I got to go multiple back to the times. House and shoot Big Daddy Kane's documentary.
Hulu has live sports. Hulu has live sports.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. You didn't know? Yeah, I know you didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Because Russell Peters knows nothing about sports.
I know. I have DAZN.
That's why we have him on
I have
the
a
show.
Subscription to sports. DAZN. And then ESPN Plus so I can watch UFC.
That's all you need.
That's it.
That's all you need.
That's all you need.
You're going to be in town March 13th?
What day of the week is that?
I don't know. Sean Merriman's...
MMA. We're going to go
fighting?
Yeah. His company has the whole show, right?
Yeah.
No,
they're promoting.
In,
that's his promotion.
I'm in Denver that day.
Oh, okay. You'll miss it. You'll hear about it, though.
I've hung out with Sean Merriman once.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. I think he's a cool guy.
I mean, he's got like a... I sense a bully mentality from him a little bit.
That's linebacker. That's a
he's
defensive.
Big. He's so
that's
big. A
defensive yeah, but I, see, I don't fall for that shit. I'm like,
why are you looking up though?
Because he's a big motherfucker.
Oh yeah, he's huge.
He's a big dude.
Yeah, he's a big. Dude.
I'm not gonna start nothing, but I'm like, man, just don't fucking be trying to eyeball me like that. Yeah, I met him through Chuck Liddell because Chuck Liddell's my neighbor and we hang out. So
okay,
Sean and Chuck.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, man, appreciate you. Thank you for...
This is the second or third goodbye we've done on this podcast.
You know what? We're going to do two more.
Never mind, get your popcorn ready. Get your goodbyes ready.
Get your peace outs ready on Get Your Popcorn. Peace! Yeah, we just had the show with Russell Peters, man. I told you he's funny. I told you that's a funny dude, man.
Yeah.
You know?
I like him. Obviously, he has an Indian accent.
Yeah, that's, yeah. He does it so natural,
that's
right?
That's his culture. But again, when he goes on to like really... do an impression or impersonate somebody, it's hilarious, especially with my guy Super Nav in Toronto. Did an amazing impression of him. So the guy's pretty talented, I'd say.
You know what I enjoyed about his the authentic answer of him not knowing anything about football or about sports in general. Like I said, he watches MMA, he watches boxing.
Right.
He ain't watching nothing else. You know what I'm saying? Like that's kind of funny because we expect everybody to watch the Super Bowl or everybody to watch the NBA Finals. He's like, no, I'm not watching that.
Yeah, and I realized that he probably only knows maybe two football players.
Right.
Not including you. That's
no,
me and,
no,
that's
not
me
including
Ray,
you.
That's me and Ray Lewis. He just found out who you were today. And
that's
again,
hilarious.
Get your Q rating up. I'm telling you, this is what I'm talking about.
You know what?
He knows who you are now.
No, we go back 15 years, so he knows.
You may have been in the vicinity of where he was 15 years ago, but he has no... idea who you are.
Wow,
until he came in here and he saw this big ass forehead.
Yeah,
right,
that's
not
my
forehead,
guy.
I'm five head. Exactly.
Shut your butt up. You know what? It's funny. He doesn't know what a Q rating is neither.
And he
has a big one. He don't even know it.
He has a general idea. He said it has something to do with popularity.
Right.
Which is close to it.
Right. Like I said, I mean, he's like I said, he's known around the world. And like I said, we can put this whole studio into his house. That's how big his house is.
Oh, yeah, especially in Calabasas. Yeah, you get a little bit more money for your, a little bang for your buck for your money out there.
We know you're sitting on 15,000 squeet, Russell. We know what time it is. Or should I say Russell?
Russell Peters.
Russell Peters.
Peters.
From Mumbai.
And that's a wrap, guys. Hey, for everybody out there, I'm telling you, subscribe to the Get Your Popcorn Ready podcast on Himalaya app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember to subscribe on the Himalaya app, wherever you get your podcast, to get your popcorn ready. Yee!
Yep. Leave us any comments. If you give us some feedback, what you like, don't like about the show. Even if you don't like it, who cares?
What they don't like. They don't like what you wearing sunglasses inside. That's what they don't like.
Everybody always says something about my shades on the inside. Hey, y'all don't say nothing with 2 Chainz wear his. Everybody else.
You ain't 2 Chainz. Right. You ain't even one chain.
Hold on. No, I got 1 chain.
Look at it.
And it just came.
Broke.
And
broke
it ain't broke. And it just came loose.
It is broke.
No, it's not. It's not broken.
It's not on right now.
But it ain't
on.
Broke. It just came unhatched. Hatch.
I'm coming unhatched. Holla. Yeet.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.